USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting a spotlight on efforts to rebuild United States manufacturing.
I made it clear from day one, when the federal government spends taxpayers' dollars, we're going to buy American.
During a White House event, Biden pushing plans to make more products in America.
It means bringing manufacturing jobs back and building supply chains here at home so we have better jobs at lower prices.
New research from the University of Utah finds pregnant women sick with COVID-19 are far less likely to develop serious complications. A recently published study finding those sick from the virus are 40% likely to have complications with their pregnancy. The risk increases if the mother has to be treated in the ICU or receive supplemental oxygen. Premature birth also becomes more likely, as well as the risk of a C-section. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Justice Department says it seized over $3.6 billion worth of digital currency stolen during a hack of cryptocurrency exchange and arrested two suspects for allegedly trying to launder the proceeds. While consumers around the United States are feeling the effects of inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell gives opening remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday.
More than 80% of Americans say the cost of everyday goods have shot up, and two-thirds disapprove of the job President Biden is doing to help their wallets. Even though American workers have been earning pay raises, inflation is leaving them with less purchasing power than they had in the first place.
With inflation at nearly a 40-year high, consumers have been experiencing a spike in prices for food, gas, and other household items. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 372 points. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
President Biden says the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline that runs from Russia to Germany will be blocked if Russia invades Ukraine. Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger tells Fox News the president's threat on the pipeline is too little, too late.
When I visited Ukraine just over a week ago, what we heard from their leaders, what we heard from President Zelensky, was this, that the Nord Stream pipeline was the most important issue. Because every leader around the country wakes up and thinks about energy. Energy security is national security. They know that. We should know that.
Closing that pipeline would hurt Russia economically, but it would also cause supply problems for Germany. The Virginia Supreme Court on Monday dismissed a challenge to Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order allowing parents to opt out of school mask mandates. A group of parents in Chesapeake, Virginia, had filed the suit against the governor, arguing that he was obligated by state law to mandate masks in schools. The court ruled Youngkin had no such obligation and therefore could not be sued. Virginia's AG celebrating the ruling, calling it a win for Virginia families. A large number of athletes, coaches, and officials are protesting the poor living conditions, limited food options, and isolated sleeping quarters provided by the administrators of the Beijing Olympics. Apart from the subpar accommodations, some have also complained of extreme COVID rules. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.